Jarryd Hayne is an Australian rugby star turned NFL hopeful, and in his first preseason appearances with the San Francisco 49ers, the reigning rugby MVP made an impression.
Jarryd Hayne, nice cutback. Hayne looking for a little bit of clearance, and Jarryd Hayne fighting his way.
Julie Tulberg, former sports editor for Melbourne's Herald Sun, has followed Hayne throughout his career in the National Rugby League. Julie, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
Hayne is taking a $4 million pay cut to come to the NFL, and if he doesn't make the 49ers' 53-man final roster, he's going to walk away with only about $100,000. Are people in Australia scratching their heads at this point and wondering why he's taking that risk?
Hayne was very emotional when he left. Like he was actually in tears in his interview to announce his transition to American football. So it was kind of heartbreaking for him, but he said that it's something that he really had to realise his potential, go right outside his comfort zone. And I think a lot of Australians realise that some footballers locally have a dream to play American football, and the NFL is regarded as the pinnacle of football as an athlete. So they understand where Hayne is coming from.
Hayne had never played American football before this preseason, and now he's trying to make the 49ers as a kick returner and running back. He averaged 129 total yards in San Francisco's first two preseason games. How do you see Hayne's skills as a rugby player transferring from one sport to another?
He's a very versatile player, simply because he's so strong and fast, and he can play various positions for rugby league. But in American football, he would need to nail a specific position, and what he's playing now is perfect for his athleticism. What you have to consider also is Hayne actually plays with no protective equipment in Australia. So he runs with no helmet or no padding at all, and he's saying he's struggling to get used to wearing a lot of protective gear, which is quite interesting.
So his position is perfect for his athleticism, but do you think he has what it takes to succeed in the NFL?
The thing about Hayne is he's incredibly determined and he's almost obsessive compulsive. He's such a very determined character who is a great student of NFL, and he's been studying it for 2 years. He has gone over with friends, other footballers from Australia, to watch the game and totally absorb it. And he's just super quick and powerful. And I think he can make it, and I think he'll continue to make a statement.
Hayne's U.S. agent is already talking about scouting other NRL players who might be interested in switching to the National Football League. Meanwhile, Jason Holmes has become the first born and bred American to play top flight Australian rules football. I got to wonder if this is the start of a trend where U.S. and Australian athletes just switch places.
It's a really fascinating, you know, I call it an experiment, and there's really only been about 5 incredibly successful Australians to play NFL. And to be perfectly honest, Australians are very excited to see our locals go over to America and, you know, be effective in the NFL. We're actually very proud. And it's very common for, you know, even young kids to get up early in the morning and, you know, because of the time differences and watch football. A lot of people do it. And the following, when the Super Bowl is on or the major games, there is huge coverage on websites here, in sports websites. It's the top story of the day.
You paid some attention to Hayne's career as a rugby player. Have you a favorite moment or image that you can share with us at this point?
Well, Hayne is known as the Hayne Plane, and he's just got the ability to shrug off many footballers and runs down the field. And when he scores a try, which is the same as a touchdown, he brings out his arms like an aeroplane, and they call him the Hayne Plane. So I'll be very interested to see if he'll do the Hayne Plane if he scores a touchdown in American football. That's always my favourite moment.
Well, I hope somebody warns him that if he pulls any of this Hayne Plane nonsense after scoring over here, they're going to fine him for excessive celebration because the NFL has no sense of humour.
Oh, yes, that'll be very interesting. Australians have a very different approach with their celebrations.
Julie Tilberg is a PhD candidate at Monash University in Australia, and she's the former sports editor at the Herald Sun as well. Julie, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Bill. Good on you.